Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
If I could just, as Corrine noted, just turn briefly to events in the Middle East. We were outraged to learn of an IDF strike that killed a number of civilian humanitarian workers yesterday from the World Central Kitchen, which has been relentless in working to get food to those who are hungry in Gaza and, quite frankly, around the world. We send our deepest condolences to their families and loved ones.
Yes, this is Admiral John Kirby, White House National Security Advisor, speaking at the press conference yesterday. Yes, I watched the press conference yesterday. I don't watch them much anymore. Just better local things to watch, city council, county commission meetings, whatever. But I did watch yesterday. And this is appropriate to be upset about this. They did all the right things. They were in a deconflicted zone. They had clear markings on the vehicles. It looks like this was a total mistake. Now, the Israelis, for their part, are saying as much, but they're saying they're doing an investigation, these seven aid workers, and they're basically saying that, you know, we're trying to figure it out, but yes, it did happen. It was a mistake. Herzai Halevi, the IDF, Israeli Defense Forces chief of the general staff, said in a video statement yesterday, "I want to be very clear, the strike was not carried out with the intention of harming WCK aid workers." That's the World Central Kitchen is the organization. It was also a mistake that followed a misidentification at night during a war in a very complex condition that shouldn't have happened. Bibi Netanyahu says, "Unfortunately, in the last day, there was a tragic case of our forces unintentionally hitting innocent people in the Gaza Strip. It happens in war. We will investigate it right to the end. We are in contact with the governments, and we will do everything so this thing does not happen again." He gets quoted as saying it happens in war as if he's indifferent to it, doesn't care. This is the kind of warmongering, Gaza-hating, Palestinian-killing person that he is. You always have to give people their context. And if somebody says, "Unfortunately, there was a tragedy. This happens in war. We are investigating, and we'll make sure it doesn't happen again," you have to tell all of that. You can't just put the headline quote, "It happens in war," as if that's all he said and shrugged it off and doesn't care. So here's the thing. I think the American government is right to raise this as a concern. The Israelis are right to acknowledge that they did wrong. There is an investigation ongoing, and we expect accountability. And by the way, there's been more than 200 aid workers killed over time, and more perhaps can and should be done to deconflict these zones and make it safe for people who are trying to provide humanitarian assistance in an incredibly difficult and dangerous place.
More than 200 aid workers have been killed in this conflict, making it one of the worst for aid workers in recent history. This incident is emblematic of a larger problem and evidence of why distribution of aid in Gaza has been so challenging. But what, beyond the strike, what is clear is that the IDF must do much more to improve deconfliction processes so that civilians and humanitarian aid workers are protected.
And here's the thing. It's all true, okay? All true. Or at least I presume it's possible they can do more, or they can do a better job of double-checking, okay? But let me just point a couple of things out. Number one, if Hamas had the opportunity to be on a bus and to market as humanitarian aid in order to escape through an area and not be attacked, do you think they would do that? So is falsification of these markings within the realm of what? Of course. So do keep that in mind. It's not always so obvious. Okay, I'm not excusing or justifying. I'm just saying these are things to keep in mind. The more important thing to keep in mind is this story, in my opinion, is being presented in the context of, see, Israel's just as bad as the terrorists. See, innocent civilians are being killed. See, there's a moral equivalency between all of the people on all of these sides, and this is why we need to stop this warfare right now. It is entirely possible that Israel does wrong, has done wrong, or could do wrong in the future to such a degree that we would say the way they're conducting the warfare, the justice of the warfare, is wrong and unjust. All those same things for the war itself. So many people killed, so many of the wrong people killed could eventually undermine the moral legitimacy of the warfare effort also. philosophers always ask two questions, justice of the war, justice of the warfare, okay? You have to be willing to say that even your allies, even otherwise good national actors, are doing this particular thing unjustly, or that the thing itself is unjust, perhaps at some point. That's all true. But do keep this in mind. Israel is the kind of place where they're trying to distinguish between combatants and non-combatants. They are trying to protect innocent life. They are working to reduce this kind of thing from happening because they care, because they apologize, because they admit mistakes when they happen. They're that kind of a society, a civilization, you might call it. They deliberately target fighters. They do not deliberately target civilians. Who's on the other side? What does Hamas do? The whole basis of this conflict is that Hamas deliberately went after women, children, the elderly, raped, tortured, killed, kidnapped. That's not a byproduct of doing legitimate warfare. That's their method. And that's why Israel is prosecuting its war against Gaza, particularly against Hamas, where the Hamas people have surrounded themselves with every bit of moral deterrent they can through civilians. They surround themselves with civilians because they know the Israelis are decent and have the perception of decency to care about, so they won't do as quick an attack on a hospital or a school or a charity bus. But if Hamas saw a hospital or a school or a charity bus within its sights, oh, they go. They go faster, and they promote it on social media that they did this effectively and killed those evil Jews who they don't think should exist and be wiped off the face of the planet and pushed into the ocean. So, criticism is fair. Errors are appropriate to point out. Just because someone's your friend doesn't mean you don't acknowledge what they did wrong. But please don't fall into the very mistaken trap of thinking that there's a moral equivalency between Hamas and the government of Israel or the IDF. They are not the same. There is not justice on the side of Hamas. And their warfare is fundamentally immoral and illegal. And you always have to keep that in mind when you're thinking about this situation, because it's easy to forget that as you talk about particular cases of horrible mistakes. 817 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Jake's got traffic on the fives. Jake?
Okay, got a couple accidents to tell you about this morning. North W Street at Beverly Parkway. Got a vehicle crash with roadblock there. Also, East Johnson Avenue at North Davis Highway. Got an accident there causing some roadblock with a vehicle crash there. Also, on North W Street as well at the Airport Boulevard intersection, North W, that traffic light is out, so use caution getting through there. Highway 98 westbound seeing our normal morning slowdown at Tiger Point. And also eastbound getting into Windhaven Beach, got a little bit of slowdown there. Somebody just texted into our traffic tip line, a box truck has broke down in the left lane on Fairfield westbound between L Street and Pace.
Good Lord.
Yeah, I know. And then earlier we had a train stopped on the railroad tracks. That was going to be East Olive Road in both directions near Old Palafox, but somebody just called in and let us know that that train is moving now, so that should ease up. Yeah, it's just been a wild morning.
That whole set of intersections on that railroad east of Old Palafox is terrible. Yeah. it's always a crapshoot whether you're going to get stuck there, whether it's Burgess or Oakfield or up there by, you know, Johnson and all of it. Sorry, go ahead.
No, that's it. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
All right, thanks so much, Jake. Hey, if you've got a project you got to work on, you're rebuilding, remodeling, renovating, fixing the problem, whatever, or build things for a living, Pensacola Hardware is a great place to go for all of your products and also for the advice. You know, they can tell you how to do it. They can explain to you what you need to do. They can, you know, bring them your idea and they'll tell you how to do it better. Okay. And of course, you know, that'll save you time and money and inconvenience and swearing and throwing tools through the wall, you know, as sometimes happens when you try and do it the wrong way. I mean, not me, obviously, but, you know, I've heard stories. But if you build things for a living, like if you're a contractor, hey, they're your place. And if you've not gone there, man, they do so many things to work with professional contractors. They've been building things in this town and helping people like you build things in this town since 1851, the oldest business in the entire state of Florida, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street.
When Pete Salvato at Only Choice Healthcare talks to people about health insurance, they tell them they worry about having quality health insurance and their finances. Pete knows he will help with both. People are paying huge deductibles and premiums with Obamacare. But you can get a health plan with exclusive benefits and features. There's no deadlines. Enroll anytime. Only Choice Healthcare offers freedom of choice on your medical providers and zero deductibles on outpatient coverage, including surgery. If you're under 65 and in decent health, protect yourself and family. Call Pete and save 30 to 60% with better coverage. This is the best non-Obamacare plan available. Call Only Choice Healthcare at 352-683-3923. That's 352-683-3923. Or go to onlychoicehealthcare.com. It's the only choice. Onlychoicehealthcare.com. A quality plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
Exciting news, the data revolution is on the rise once again. Data Revolution is seeking a second-tier engineer with at least 2 to 3 years of experience in IT, networks, voice over IP, and cybersecurity. Data Revolution's competitive salary is based on experience, and their comprehensive benefit packages include a medical stipend, matching 401k, flexible work hours, starting with 3 weeks of PTO, 10 paid holidays, profit sharing, and more. This is not remote or work from home. To learn more about this opportunity, send your resume to resume@datarevs.com.
The cost of healthcare is all in the news. Tune in today at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel as ProHealth will be the guest, and they'll be discussing how the ProHealth Medical Membership Program can help you take the stress out of the cost of healthcare. That's today at 10 as ProHealth will be the guest on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Always stay sharp, alert, and ready for anything. Let the exceptional team at Jim's Firearms help you find the everyday carry knife that fits your life. They have the best brands and the largest selection of high-quality knives to choose from with lifetime warranties. Get yourself a multi-purpose knife to use for protection, hunting, fishing, or for everyday use. Keys, wallet, phone, and knife, never leave home without it. Jim's Firearms at the corner of Blue Angel and Sorrento Road at the back gate of NAS, or shop them online at jimsfirearms.net.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. 4 to 7 on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Only one thing counts in this life. Get them to sign on the line which is dotted.
As many of you are aware, the news has been pretty bleak recently, in the past 200-300 years. Listen, but this weekend, there was one story that was so disturbing, so dark, even the news couldn't handle it.
In our editorial discussions this morning, we were asked not to show the image from this video because of its violent and disturbing nature.
Video, which we are intentionally choosing not to show you.
We're not going to show because of how disturbing it is.
I was extremely disturbed to see this.
Horrible, horrible, violent imagery.
Violent and dehumanizing imagery.
We're only going to show you a clip of this briefly.
All right, that's enough. Let's take it down.
Oh, man. So in case you had not heard, Jon Stewart's back on The Daily Show, but he's only Monday. That means Monday is the only one worth watching. I mean, and he is great, okay? So he's showing you what he's not showing you, but all of these networks and outlets not showing you this horrible, terrible, atrocious video. What could it be?
It's got to be devastating. News channels show images from Ukraine, from Gaza, from natural disasters. They get through them dispassionately. I can't imagine how devastating this footage must be.
Former President Donald Trump shared a video, this one, on his Truth Social account featuring an image of President Joe Biden hogtied on the back of a pickup truck.
It's just a picture of him tied up on the pickup truck, and he's driving down the road with a bunch of flags. And Trump shared it, and Jon Stewart is like, "That's the video you wouldn't show?"
That's what was so disturbing and dehumanizing. You wouldn't show it on television? And an airbrushed Biden decal on the back of a truck with... Aren't you the same networks that show reruns of 9/11 every year?
Oh, man. Yeah, accurate. Like, all the things that news will show you, and they wouldn't show you this four-second clip, which, of course, it's in bad taste. Of course, it's atrocious to see the president treated that way. But is that... But the fact that another presidential candidate is retweeting the video is what makes it news, right? And that's the thing they won't show you?
I don't think it's great that Trump is posting things like this, but... It's not like people really think Joe Biden was tied up in the back of the truck.
It's a doctored image, but it's plastered on the tailgate of the pickup truck. So if you're driving behind it, it would appear as if Joe Biden were actually restrained on the vehicle's flatbed.
I love they have to explain that it's not real to people. What?
If you think that's really Joe Biden... tied up on the back of the pickup truck, I don't know that you have the mental acuity to be operating a motor vehicle.
Oh, like I said, the Monday show is the one worth watching. 826 on News Radio 92.3. Jake's got our traffic on the fives. Jake?
Okay, this traffic report is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. At North W Street and Beverly Parkway, we have a vehicle crash with roadblock there. Also, just up the road a little bit at North W Street and Airport Boulevard, the traffic light is currently out, so just use caution getting through there. Also, East Johnson Avenue at North Davis Highway, we have a vehicle crash with roadblock there. The school zone at West Florida High School has traffic slow in both directions on East Burgess Road. Also, this just in from the traffic tip line, a box truck has broke down in the left lane of Fairfield westbound between L Street and Pace. And we're seeing our normal morning slowdowns on Highway 98 westbound in Tiger Point and eastbound getting into Wind Haven Beach. If you see anything else out there on the roadway slowing us down, let us know about it. Call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. Executive Landscaping, call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. Now into the newsroom where David Wayne is waiting after he's gotten past his laughter.
Absolutely. Rescuers are searching for people that may be trapped in buildings after a big earthquake that hit Taiwan. At least 9 people were killed. Hundreds more were injured. President Biden, speaking of President Biden, he'll be talking today about health care at the White House. He'll be outlining his goals to lower health care costs. He's scheduled to speak at 10 a.m. And a vote on officially designating Marilyn Monroe's former home in the L.A. suburb of Brentwood as a historical monument could come this week. She lived at the home for a few months, and it's where she died more than 60 years ago. Perhaps not surprisingly, neighbors are against designating it as a historical monument, fearing it'll bring more tourists into the area and possibly set a bad precedent for the city. The current owners of the home would like to have it moved to an area where people can enjoy it more.
That would be an interesting thing to see, I don't know, like Dead Celebrities Row or something, right? You know, like, because I can imagine that the, you know, go see the celebrities' houses thing is annoying to people who live in that area. And in this case, she only lived there for a few months and when she died. But, you know, and it also does sort of seem like there are enough celebrities that eventually that gets to be a problem that there's so many of such homes, you know, put in protection status. And how many homes that Marilyn Monroe ever lived in need to be, you know, conserved or protected forever? Do people even care? Is the home, I mean, it's not Graceland.
Right. And how big of a celebrity do you have to be before your home is?
Right. I mean, does David Schwimmer's house get protected? I mean, you know, I don't know. Is Courtney Cox? I don't know what level of protection you give. David, thanks so much for the update. 829 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. And I completely forgot what I was going to tell you. All of a sudden just went right out of my head.
You were thinking about Friends.
I don't know. I got distracted somehow or other. This is discouraging. It's kind of an opinion piece, but it was reporting on, you know, some facts that I do find very concerning. It was military.com saying that the Navy has apparently proposed in its new budget to delay aircraft carrier manufacturing. Oh, man. But you've heard of China, yeah? You know, they're actually building ships faster than we are. I mean, yeah, they're not great ships and whatever, and they're building planes, and they're not great planes, but, you know, at a certain point, numbers is its own value, right? And they're actually working on, I think they're working on deploying an aircraft carrier that uses an actual catapult system instead of the ramp up. which there's all kinds of reasons why that is an advantage and gives you much more capability. But anyway, yeah, so they're, you know, doing that. Meanwhile, what? We're pausing because we don't recognize the value of having two aircraft carriers to deploy to the Middle East to deter bad actors or to the South China Sea or that vicinity to discourage China. Gonna be okay. Gonna be okay. Don't worry too much.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. Twin perils in Taiwan. Scores of people trapped in tunnels, mines, and collapsed buildings. 900 injured, many dead after a magnitude 7.4 earthquake. Hours before, 30 Chinese military planes circled the island after President Biden's phone chat with China's president urging peace. Wild storms on the march. EF1 tornadoes tear through Louisville, Kentucky. Meteorologist John Gordon.
It did skip down there on Han Ridge Road. This is very typical. A lot of roof damage, a lot of tree damage, twisting and turning of the debris.
Surprising revelation from former heavyweight champ Mike Tyson on his return to the ring versus YouTuber Jake Paul this summer.
Right now, I'm scared to death. But as the fight gets closer, the less nervous I become because it's reality. And in reality, I'm invincible.
Tyson at 57 years old on Fox's Hannity. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, News Radio 92.3. It is cloudy and 62 right now in Pensacola. I'm David Wayne. The city of Pensacola says they're starting to the process now of notification and support for citizens and employees after last month's ransomware attack. Now, so far, there's been no official confirmation that any personal data was compromised, but the city says they have determined that a breach is possible. They say in order to remain proactive, they'll now be starting a process similar to a previous ransomware attack by extending some free credit monitoring services, a toll-free helpline, and USPS mail notifications. More information on those services will be released in coming days. The Escambia School District says all middle and high school students can now be randomly screened for weapons, vapes, and other banned items. That's thanks to the 25 new open gate detectors that the district purchased in October.
What we're also doing is we're taking proactive measures that if there's threats, if there's social media chatter, if there's any conversation that there's concerns about a specific day, any concerns that, hey, something may go on and we need to increase our security posture at a school, this is something we can deploy additional units, additional staff, working with law enforcement to screen more students as they come in.
And that is Kyle Kinzer there, Director of Protection Services for the district. He says those random screenings will be done also at school board meetings, athletic events, and that's because those sensors are portable and easy to set up. A Milton man has died after a crash in Santa Rosa County. The Florida Highway Patrol says that happened at Andy's Lane and Jay's Way. The 27-year-old was attempting to make a left turn when his vehicle went off the road and hit a tree. He died at the scene of that crash. Well, Florida voters will be deciding whether marijuana should be recreationally legal in the state this November. Some advocates say the messaging will be important so people understand exactly what is and isn't legal.
Whether it comes to the products they use, how they use those products, or when and where it is appropriate and inappropriate to use cannabis.
That is Paul Armentano. He's the deputy director for Normal. And he says even if marijuana is legalized for adults over 21, it would still be illegal to drive under the influence of the drug. Of course, the state Supreme Court approved a ballot referendum on the issue for November. Well, over 200 Americans are now out of Haiti, thanks to Florida officials. That from Governor Ron DeSantis yesterday. He says the Division of Emergency Management has worked now to bring 220 Americans that were in Haiti back to Florida. That first rescue flight was 2 weeks ago today. The Pensacola man that was accused of murdering a man in Daphne over the weekend has been arrested. WKRG reporting Joseph Gurley was arrested in Washington County, Alabama. He's accused of fatally shooting Matt Bonnell at an apartment on Sunday morning. Investigators say Gurley had a lengthy rap sheet that included felony convictions in Mobile County and no contest pleas here in Florida. He'd just been released from the Escambia County Jail. Escambia County deputies are going to be featured on a special 5-episode run of Cops here this month. Those will be streaming on the Fox Nation streaming service. The episodes are called Cops Spring Break. They'll They'll be released weekly on Fridays. The shows will feature Escambia deputies patrolling on Pensacola Beach, as well as deputies from Okaloosa and Pinellas counties, all dealing with spring break issues, and all of those episodes were filmed last year. It is 8:35, News Radio 92.3. Jake's got our traffic on the fives.
All right, we're looking okay around the roadways. Some problems that we had earlier are starting to ease up a little bit. Still have some roadblock at North W Street and Beverly Parkway. Accident with roadblock there. Also up the road a little bit at North W Street and Airport Boulevard. The traffic light is currently out there at that intersection. Also East Johnson Avenue and North Davis Highway. We've got an accident with roadblock there. The school zone at West Florida High School is seeing our normal morning slowdown there. Traffic is slow in both directions on East Burgess there. And Highway 98 westbound getting into Tiger Point, seeing some bad slowdown there. And a box truck has broke down on the left lane of Fairfield westbound between L Street and Pace. If you see anything else out there on the roadway slowing you down, you can let us know about it on our traffic tip line. That phone number is 437-1620. This traffic report is brought to you by Summit Racing Equipment. Shop summitracing.com to keep your truck rolling right. Use promo code RADIO for $10 off an order of $100 or more. Exclusions apply. Offer ends April 14th. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Clouds are going to be clearing out through the morning hours. Beautiful afternoon. Temperatures near 72 degrees with breezy winds coming in from the north. As you go overnight tonight, temperatures are going to be dropping near 50 degrees. For Thursday, nice sunny weather with temperatures near 72 degrees for your high. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 48. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now it is 62 in Pensacola. Gulf Breeze and Milton. Our next news at 9. Breaking news anytime. And your money now this morning. Markets are down today, but not by a whole lot. The Dow is down 1090 at 35,159.34. S&P 500 down 146 at 52,04.35. The NASDAQ down 40.12 right now at 16,233. Our 10-year bond rate up slightly at 4.41%. Gold price is up $14, $22.95.80 this morning. Silver price is up 77 cents at $26.69. And the crypto market continues its fall. The Bitcoin down $235.43 right now, still at about 65,000. At 65,850.07 to be exact. The rest of the crypto market also appears to be down this morning. Well, the new Forbes list of the world's richest people shows there's more billionaires than ever. The updated list released this week shows nearly 2,800 billionaires around the world. The U.S. had the most billionaires with a record 813. Together, they're worth nearly $6 trillion. The top of the list is French fashion mogul Bernard Arnault of Louis Vuitton fame, who's worth $233 billion. Coming in second on the list was Elon Musk, who had $195 billion. Jeff Bezos was number three with $194 billion, and Mark Zuckerberg in third with $177 billion. The Texas Attorney General's office is now investigating an aircraft parts manufacturer after several mishaps involving Boeing jets. Attorney General Ken Paxton there demanding documents from Spirit AeroSystems out of Kansas. He says he'd like to know if defects in the company's components led to a number of deadly crashes and at least one in-flight emergency. And tax day, now less than a couple weeks away, but there is still time for people to try to steal filers' personal information. If you get an email, text, or call from an unknown company offering to assess your potential tax savings or get you a bigger refund, experts say you should definitely be wary. It's 8:39, our next news at 9. Breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now?
The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Mex Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, today on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 9. They'll be talking about Mother's Day, Beer Fest, Jackson's Spring Menu, and other fun things you won't want to miss. That's all today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Great Southern Restaurants.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola, tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are the dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola, 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, who's in a complaining mood? I got a good complaining topic for us for today.
When am I not?
Well, you know, fair enough. But sometimes you're more or less in the mood, right? Yeah, you're always game. You're always down. But, you know, sometimes you're more down. Anyway. So here's the question of the day. Things people do on Facebook and or social media that annoy you. Now go.
Oh, my gosh.
437-1620. See, here's my theory. My theory is that people who are annoying on I just say Facebook because that's my primary platform. People who are annoying on Facebook don't know it. Now, there are some people who know it and they do it on purpose. I'm not talking about I think a lot of people who do annoying things on social media don't realize it, and they need to hear it. And an anonymous person on the radio reading you a text from somebody else who says that's annoying, don't do it. That may help. You may be able to help someone. The life you save may be somebody else's. 437-1620, 437-1620. All right, Jake, do you have a one entrant into the category of things that people do on social media that are annoying?
The chain mail kind of things that people do where it's like, if you don't repost this, then you don't believe in this or you don't support this. I'm like,
real friend, if you're a real Christian, if you're a real conservative, if you really love me, I'm calling my contacts. Tell me where we met the first time. Yeah, bye.
There was one somebody posted one day that said, if you're my true friend, then comment below and tell me something that you remember about us, you know, and I wanted to, and I didn't know him that well. I was a new friend, so I wanted to post, hey, remember that time you posted on Facebook and said, if you're a real friend?
Nice little meta level criticism. I like that. 437-1620. What's something that people do on Facebook or social media in general that that you find irritating or annoying? I'll give you one. Okay. Here's just, you know, I find it weird when people like their own posts. I don't quite say it's annoying, but it's pathetic. I mean, you know.
Hey, a like is a like, man.
I believe you like it because you posted it. What kind of a, like, imagine somebody posting a comment, you know, and then putting the angry emoji. What's wrong with you? Like, you're angry at your own post. I mean, maybe that makes more sense than liking your own post. 437-1620. All right, some text we got in here. Somebody says, way too many selfies. Yeah, I'm not all that enamored of the selfie particularly. I always feel awkward, like, taking a picture of myself. Usually selfies are at a location where I think it's interesting, I just rather be the news guy and show you the location. Selfies with people that I think are interesting. But just the selfie for selfie's sake. Oh, we were taking the ferry from Dauphin Island over to Fort Morgan over the weekend where we biked Dauphin Island over the weekend. It's Dauphin, by the way, not Dolphin, for, you know, inheritor of the throne, the prince, not the fish in the sea, mammals in the sea. Anyway, my wife was looking over at somebody on the other side of the ferry who is some girl who was selfie posing. You've seen girls do this where they like hold up the phone in all these different angles and pick, try to get a bunch of different, you know, and they're making faces. And she just started laughing. And I looked and I'm like, Nah, I know. 437-1620. Other answers to the question, what do people do on social media that irritates or annoys you? People that have GoFundMe accounts constantly, and then you see them on a trip to California. Oh, well, you know, who's the panhandler now? Somebody says vague messages. Yeah.
Like, yeah, Lizzo.
Like they won't actually say what they're really, or you're not sure what they're saying. Now, I'm guilty a little bit of being cryptic sometimes, but I'm not vague. I'm just trying to get you to think about something. And so if you didn't get it right away, it's okay. You got to work a little bit to understand it. So that might strike you as vague. It's not really meant to be that way. Jake's got traffic on the files. We'll come back to this in a second.
Okay. We've got a couple accidents still lingering around. This is going to be on North W Street and Beverly Parkway. Got a vehicle crash with injuries and roadblock there. And then on up the street there a little bit at North W and Airport Boulevard, we do have a traffic light out at that intersection. Also, a vehicle crash with roadblock at East Johnson Avenue and North Davis Highway. Still slowing some things down there. And seeing our normal morning slowdown on Highway 98 westbound, getting into Tiger Point, going up to that light at Avalon Boulevard. Otherwise, around town, we're looking pretty good. If you see anything else out there on the roadway slowing you down, let us know about it. Call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. Back to the question via text of things people do on social media that annoy you. My theory is that people don't know it. Okay, they don't know it, so you got to tell them. Somebody here says, it doesn't matter what you had for breakfast. It can. I sometimes post food pictures. If it's noteworthy or interesting, or I made it, I'm proud of it. Stupid test results. Okay, all right. Or Wordle. That's fine. Has no appeal to me, and I don't understand what the numbers mean anyway, so good for you. Somebody says, if your husband cheated on you, just say so. Don't send me 3 months of cryptic memes. Yeah, that's true. People that constantly air their dirty laundry and selfies. I am a social media conscientious objector. I am active on no platform. There you go. And I think probably happier for it. Showing loved ones in hospital beds. Oh, yeah. I mean, even if it's a good thing, like, and you know, with the baby, it's still, there's something about hospitals that are, everybody likes to not see them. Or everybody doesn't like to see them. 437-1620. Or the hospital bracelet that they went to the ER for the sniffles. Ouch. Bothersome friends who always post poor me stuff that they copy and paste. Get help. Oh, I just realized one. I realized what's my one. Like, I had a couple of them that I listed for things that bother me. Things like people fail to fact check. Oh, good Lord. You have a newspaper. You have a TV station. Do your homework, okay? Because that's what it is, right? Social media is, they gave you a TV station. It's just not over the air, or a radio station, or a newspaper. But people don't bother to actually read the articles, not just the headline, before they share, and actually fact check for ones that might not be true. Because, you know, sometimes stuff on, even when it's not April 1st, sometimes stuff on social media is not true, did you know? Tag you when you had nothing to do with it. Like, you just got tagged in something, and, you know, because they tagged 84 people, and you're like, what does this have to do with me?
Right.
You ask a question or you make a comment, and people repeat the answer again and again and again, which I get, because maybe you don't want to read all the comments, I understand. And I like it when people answer my questions, because that's helpful to me. But there is a certain sense that, like, after the 43rd person tells you the answer, you're like, but y'all see that you're the 43rd person, right? Don't you? No, this is my one. If I have to pick just one, Ready? This is it. People who steal your posts without attribution. Or don't just, you know, share. Because that's what the share button is for. That is, it's plagiarism, it's theft, it's irritating. And I have had it happen a couple of times where you make something or you post something that's really, really interesting, and then somebody else steals it and theirs goes viral. Like, I can't say these words out loud on the radio. 437-1620. Pictures of death. Yeah, I can understand that. The unfollow thing is the best thing social media has. Showing your open wounds. Oh, yeah, no, I can see that. Extreme right or extreme left political views. Who are my five, like, whatevers. Exes that stalk you. Facebook posting your post has a problem and not telling you why. Yeah, okay, I can see that. 437-1620. That was your question. Did you have, it looked like you had one more, Jake. No, okay.
Nope.
850 on News Radio 92.3. That was your fun, ridiculous, frivolous topic for the day. You know, I'll be posting my food pictures later. Not all of them, but, you know, some of them, the ones that I find, think you'll enjoy, basically. That, by the way, that's just a good rule of thumb. I don't know. I mean, it's how I do. You do what you want to do. It's your newspaper. I try to post things that I think people will enjoy or make them think or laugh or like. You know what I mean? Like, there's no way to say this without sounding full of myself, so I'm sorry it's going to come off that way. But instead of doing it to make me feel good, I'm trying to do it to make you feel good. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of people, it's very self-serving what they post on social media. And generally speaking, that's my filter is, do I think people will find this interesting? Do I think people will enjoy this or appreciate this or be provoked by it in a useful way? As opposed to, you know, do I feel the need to get this thing out on social media? But I put this asterisk, this is important. I have a radio show. I have a lot of opportunities for expression. And I very much understand that other people do not. And it can be frustrating to not have an outlet for expression. And then you've got social media where you can do what you want to do. And so, you know, people do what they want to do, which I don't judge them for. I'm just telling you that's how I do it. 437-1620 if you want to weigh in on anything. If you're thinking about buying a home, selling a home, buying a vacation rental or a regular rental, or, you know, maybe for the very first time you're thinking about buying a home. Man, I wish I could go back in history and get Christina Leavenworth as my agent for our first home buy or our first sale or both. Because, man, there's so much you don't know when you're doing it for the first time, and you're scared, and you don't know if it's really a good decision. It's a lot of money. It's a lot of details. And, you know, did I get the right house? Did I get a house that's going to wind up being a problem in 3 or 5 years? Well, she can help you figure all that out. What's the market doing? What are interest rates doing? What is this market at this price range doing? Is this a better place to live or a worse place? She can help you figure all of that stuff out. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
Got a bug problem? Or worse, a rodent situation? Insect makes pest control for your home easy and effective. First, Insect thoroughly inspects the problem and provides you with a free estimate and a treatment plan. Then once on the job, Insect identifies targets and eliminates common household pests, including rodents, roaches, ants, and fleas, with guaranteed results. Insect's professionally trained technicians will safely and effectively eliminate pests inside and outside, while also taking preventative steps to stop other pests from infesting your home. Afterwards, a report with pictures will be emailed to let you know what was found and the work that was performed. To make it even easier, Insect offers annual and quarterly pest control services to stop pests from infesting your home. Guaranteed. Outside, inside, from inspection to treatment to follow-up. Insect Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. Just say no to bugs. Join the Insect family today online at insect.net. That's ENSEC.net.
Hi, this is Earl Ron, president of New South Window. If you need new windows or doors for your home, heads up, this message is for you. New South is having a one-day factory sale this Saturday only in our factory showroom. 40% off high-performance award-winning windows, 40% off energy-efficient windows and patio doors, 40% off our factory direct products installed. Bring in your measurements for on-the-spot pricing or call today. One day only, this Saturday from 9 till 4. Please visit us at newsouthwindow.com.
This Saturday only, save an additional 5% when you arrive before noon.
Hey there, home buyers and sellers. I'm Will.
And I'm Angela.
With Cannell and Company Realty,
your dynamic real estate duo.
We're not just realtors, we're real estate MVPs. With a game plan tailored to your needs, we'll score you the home of your dreams.
Whether it's finding the perfect starter home or selling to upgrade, your goals are our goals, and we'll make sure you come out on top.
So when it comes to real estate, trust us at BuySellCannell.com.
That's BuySellCannell.com.
What's fun and happening in Pensacola?
You'll find out as the City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation Department talks about it here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Join us this Friday as we detail what's going on in your city parks and resource centers.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknights 7 to 10 before WEAR-TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
And I'd have succeeded if it weren't for those meddling kids.
Good morning, 8:55 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, raspy voice all of a sudden for reasons I can't explain. Jake has got our traffic on the fives. Jake?
All right. This traffic report is brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. Not seeing any slowdowns from accidents right now. It seems like everything we had earlier has cleared up. We still have that light out that's going to be, actually that went away as well. So, nope, come back. There we go. North W Street at West Airport Boulevard, that traffic light is out. So just use caution getting through that intersection this morning. Seeing our normal morning slowdown on Highway 98 westbound, getting into Tiger Point, leading up to that light at Avalon Boulevard. Other than that, though, we're looking pretty good. Andrew's been telling me today about on Spencer Field, West Spencer Field, they're taking out the speed bumps, the speed tables this week.
And all the people said hallelujah.
Yeah, and for the next couple weeks, they will be installing a light at the intersection of West and North Spencer Field. So just keep that in mind as you go throughout your week. Other than that, we're looking great. If you see anything on the roadway slowing you down, you can always call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. When it's time to call a plumber, though, you better call the best of the Bay winner, Barberry Plumbing, at 477-8782. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Hey, watched the White House press conference yesterday, and for once, Corinne Jean-Pierre, who often makes me cringe. She did say something that I thought was particularly interesting, following up on, remember the Easter egg roll story about the not letting people have religious iconography in their submissions?
Now, it's important to acknowledge when a mistake has been made and take responsibility for it. So I want to recognize the Daily Caller for having the integrity to retract their story about the false claims that circulated this week about the Easter egg roll. Now, I'm quoting from their retraction here. The ban of religious symbolism on eggs as part of the White House Easter egg art contest has been long-standing, dating back decades, and the Biden administration did not make any modifications to this rule. So we hope others learn from their good example. So leave that there.
I don't know how you spell smug on the radio. But no, I actually raised this question when we were reporting on the story. I said, I don't know how new the policy. I tried to look up and I could not find prior years versions of the policy. But you know, at the same time, the fact that it's not a brand new policy this year doesn't mean that it's a good policy to tell people that for Easter they can't bring crosses and crescents and stars of David. Not that those would be so popular, but, or, you know, pictures of the Bible or of Jesus. It's a weird smug, right? Because on the one hand, she's saying they were wrong for reporting it like it was brand new. And fair enough, true. But the policy, ma'am, isn't it a weird one for Easter? Which is, I don't know, a religious holiday. Oh, by the way, the message. Somebody made the text to me yesterday. You know, the problem with Joe Biden is he mentions religion and God, but he never mentions Jesus Christ by name. In the Easter message from Joe Biden, he did, in fact, mention the resurrection, Christ, and Jesus, all three in there. So maybe not as often as you like in public when he's speaking, but at least in the proclamation for Easter, he did mention. I want to give credit where credit is due. All right, a quick future news. We didn't really get to talk about this. They might have to talk about it tomorrow, but will the NCAA require that the basketball players be there for the anthem in the future?
I hope so.
I think they won't. I think we'll talk about that tomorrow.
Okay, cool.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.